You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey now,
you've got issues,
and your boys in the morning have answers.
All we need to know is,
what's your problem?
Yeah.
This one came in through Facebook, and you can find us there if you just search Dom and Jeremy on the FB, Dom with an M, and Jeremy on Facebook. Jer's constantly posting fun stories, links, got some clickbait on there, and who knows what else, but make sure you follow us. And that way you can also reach out and share your problems like Chloe did. Hello, boys. One of my all-time best friends. I like that designation. This is one of my all-time best friends.
Okay, thank you.
Is great. Due to have her first baby in about 2 weeks.
Oh, what a blessing.
She's a single mom, so there won't be any dad in the delivery room with her.
Okay.
She asked me and her other best friend if we would both join her for the big day. The other friend has already said she'd love to and is very excited. I thanked her and said, sure. But the truth is, I have zero desire to be in there.
Mm-hmm.
Chloe writes, I'm not a mom. I don't want to be a mom. And the whole idea of me standing there and witnessing this kind of freaks me out. I want to call her and tell her that I'm honored, but I'm going to have to pass. But she's now already counting on it and excited for me to be there. I'm pretty sure it would now damage the friendship, especially since the other woman is going. Could you ask your listeners how they would handle this? Do I need to just suck it up and go and be there for her? Or is it okay to take a pass?
Wow.
And she closes by saying, thank you. I really love your show and have listened since I was in high school. I'm now 31.
Very good.
Well, Chloe, thank you for hanging out with us all those years. We appreciate it. So let me get this straight. Her friend has asked her and one other woman to be in the delivery room.
The other friend is one of her best friends. Yeah.
The other friend is excited and had jumped at the opportunity.
Yeah.
Chloe already said yes. And now she's saying, I kind of want to bail out. I see how this could...
It could alter the friendship. I think it's going to alter the friendship either way, no matter if you don't go or if you are in there, because you're going to see some things about your friend that you maybe don't want to see. But on the other hand, it is a pretty darn cool moment, because I've been in there for two of those, and it's pretty awesome to see that. And the thing with Chloe, you don't have to be like face first in her business watching the whole thing go down, you know.
Right.
You can maybe be on a side of the room or, you know, up by her head, that whole thing, you know, giving some support. You got to go to give the support, I think. That's the big part of it. You're supporting your very dear friend who's going in alone, essentially, with this.
So you say go?
I say you got to go. Avert your eyes if you have to, but go, be there.
I take the other approach to this. I admit that it is a...
It's a big ask, isn't it?
It's a beautiful moment. I don't deny that.
It's cool, actually.
But one of the things that... And this is an opportunity for me to continue to preach what I've preached for years on this show, which it's the power of saying no. It's not for her. It freaks her out. She doesn't want to be there. And I'm saying, you know what? I don't know if this would damage your friend might say, hey, no worries. You know, the other woman's going to be there. You run the risk, of course, of this all-time best friend looking a little more favorably in the future on the other friend. But
yeah,
so
yeah.
What?
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, she might become closer with this other woman that's going to be there.
Yeah, so you might kind of have a little bit of a split in your all-time BFF. But I know if people don't want to do certain things like this, I don't know why we force ourselves to do it.
Well, it's just because you kind of have to put that on the back burner and put your big girl pants on and just say, I'm going to do this for a friend in a time of need, in a very awkward, beautiful / moment that she's maybe feeling a little lonely about, and you got to just step up and do it.
What if you're there at the hospital for her and you see her before she goes in and you see her when she comes out?
Yeah, there is that.
If the friend was going to be all alone, that would be one thing. But now somebody else is going to be there. And there's also the little problem that she's already said yes, and now she's going to have to come back.
I know. What do you say then? You're like,
If we asked our listeners, what's your prediction on what they're going to say?
I would hope our lovely listeners would say, be there for your friend in need.
I believe our listeners will, majority will say, if you don't want to do it, don't do it.
Get out of there. Run.
Hi, Shannon. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. So what do you think? What would you tell Chloe?
Well, I you know, I can understand Chloe maybe being a little scared to go in or to be there with her. But I think it's really important for Chloe to go to support her friend and not make her feel abandoned again. I mean, some man is, you know, not supporting her, and she needs her friends. But at the same time, if they're best friends, they should be able to talk about it.
Yeah, so which is it? Does she talk about it and bail out, or does she go?
Yeah, and go. If they're best friends, why do you bail out on your best friend?
You got to go, right? No, I mean, and just strictly speaking of, you know, I don't want to get weird, but just anatomy. I mean, it's the same bits and pieces, and as a woman, I mean, it's you kind of get it, right? I mean, it's not...
invited.
Say that again?
What a privilege to be invited.
Yeah, it's an honor to be asked. I get that.
Like, I feel like if Chloe was a male friend, it might feel a little more awkward, essentially. It's like you're just helping your girlfriend out.
We got to take some other calls. Thank you very much for that. There's a guy who wrote in who addressed that I want to read here in just a moment. But let's take the calls first. Here's Mike. Mike, good morning. Welcome.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, Mike. What are your thoughts?
So look, I get it, not wanting to be there. I have three kids, and I wish they had the old 50s rules where the guy could just wait until it's all over and then come in.
What are you talking about, you dork? Did you go in with all three?
I did. Yeah, I did.
You didn't think that was the coolest thing ever? Really? That is crazy, man. I thought that was just the neatest thing. I mean, it's a... Mm-hmm. Honestly, I know that there's blood and guts and all that, but it truly is beautiful. It is a beautiful moment. So.
It is.
I know, but
it
it's not
is.
For no, everybody.
I know it's not for everybody.
It's not for everybody.
Mike's
I don't know
got
why
a weak
we
stomach.
Ostracize people who are like, I'm not into that.
No,
I know
Mike's
it's a beautiful
got a weak
thing,
stomach.
But
hey, man, I get all you know, in my stomach if I see somebody get a paper cut. So, I mean, the baby thing was like no big deal, though.
So, Mike, what are you telling Chloe?
I would say she still needs to go at the end of the day. It's her best friend.
At the end of the day.
You know, she's a single mom. Yeah. So I'd be there to support her.
Thank you very much. We appreciate you giving us a holler. We'll take one more call quickly. John, welcome.
Well, hey, how you doing? Good morning, guys. Hey,
what's up, man?
What are you telling Chloe?
I believe she should go.
Yeah.
To not only support her friend, but I know it's a little wicked and scary for her to actually to be there. But honestly, if she actually just hold her friend's hand and actually just look her in the face, she doesn't have to see any weird signs that she doesn't want to see.
Hannah wrote in on our Facebook. Mm-hmm. She says, us ladies got to stick together. I'm with Jer. She said, at least be in the room. Stay back. Offer some words of encouragement. You're not actually delivering the baby.
Well,
she said, they have chairs in there. Just sit back and cheer her on. And that was from Hannah on our Facebook.
John, thank you for the call. We appreciate your time, buddy.
Yeah, thanks
so much. There's another couple angles to this. Carrie wrote in and said, good God, no. I think if I was the mom and knew my friend felt that way, I wouldn't want to put her through it. Tell her you're not into that, and I'm sure she'll understand.
Right.
On the other side, Dana says, oh, you can't let your friends down at a time like that. Jeremy is right. Chloe won't be down there with the doctors and nurses. She can handle this, and it might make her see the whole process in a new light. That's from Dana. However, a point that I think needed to be made, and Randy, this guy, writes in, because everyone's talking about, oh, you don't have to look at it. Oh, you don't have to look at it. Oh, you don't have to look at it. Well, there's more to it than that, and Randy touches on it. He says, I was a dad in the delivery room for my first, but passed on my second and third. It was too much for me, and I'm not even talking about the visual aspect. It overwhelmed me. And I told my wife I couldn't go back in there. She totally understood and instead had her sister in there with her, which made both of them happy. Chloe, you don't have to go. I appreciate that because I think everyone's thinking that she's going to be down there witnessing the physical stuff. But there's way
holding
more to
the
it. There's the sounds. There's
sure,
the activity.
There
there's
there
the
is.
Overwhelming of it all. And Chloe doesn't have anything to do with this child, right?
No, she doesn't.
She's not the mom nor the dad. And you're saying, oh, for your friend, you've got to be somewhere where you don't want to be. I go with what Carrie said. If I'm the mom, I don't want to put my friend through something that she doesn't want to do.
There you go. What was the score on this? Did you
keep track? It was overwhelmingly go.
Yeah, go. You got to go.